This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thomas, we do have the representatives, Zase Financial Aid Office, Mr. Kuboni, as well as Mr. Kuzwayo. They are joining us basically to speak about e-funding. You did know, Kuti, the easy funding that is currently happening the easy promo. I think we did have a promo, about e-funding.
Great news for MET students who studied engineering between 2007 and 2022. You have been selected to have your debt cleared by the MER CETA grant. Fill in and submit the funding form available on the MUT website, www.mut.ac.za, or collect the forms at the Marketing and Communications Office between 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
So definitely we are speaking about Leo Funding. Leo, they are joining us now live in studio today to speak more on that. Mr. Kuboni and Mr. Kuzwayo, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Yes, probably let's start with Mr. Kuboni, asking about himself, ukuthi njengoba MUT, what is his role in MUT, and sizodlulela kuye uMr. Kuzwayo. Mr. Kuboni, say.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk to the MUT community and the public at large. I'm Mlondolozi Kuboni, the manager of financial aid. At financial aid, we source and also administer student funding, which incorporates bursaries, scholarships.
Mm.
It also incorporates the NISFAS funding is also part of the work we do. Yes. Mm. With this one, this is a special project. Our relationship with Moses Kotane Institute started way back in the years since I arrived here. And again, Meseta, who is the major funder of this project. So this project that started, it was introduced last year.
Yes.
Everyone will remember the big occasion where even the
30 million.
Whatever. That was the official launch. Now it's been rolled out now. As the promo has explained, this one is assisting our former graduates. That graduated from MU2, that were doing engineering, to assist them in settling their debt so that they can get their certificates and also pursue whatever career that they have chosen. But it will be strictly engineering graduates. So maybe I will explain more when you ask some questions relating to that, to this, and also my colleague again will assist me.
Yes, Mr. Kuzwayo is here as well, and I is from the same office. Please introduce yourself, sir, to the listeners of MET Radio.
Greetings to all our listeners. My name is Uspiwe Wonderboywa Kuzwayo. Mm. I'm going from financial aid office. I'm with my manager here, Mr. Kuboni. Mm. My role at financial aid office, I'm a student advisor and the bursaries and scholarships.
Hmm. Now, this is a huge funding, as I used last year, by Moses Kotane Institute as well as UMESETA. But now, a lot of people have been asking themselves, because we've got our questions, they are only speaking about engineering students. Maybe why engineering students for the funding?
Okay, that comes from our funder, Meseta and Moses Kotane. Mm. As you know, engineering fall under the scarce skills. So to address that, as you know, students with engineering and other scarce skills qualifications are in high demand in the industry and all the other work opportunities that are available.
Yes.
And again, since you know that Meseta, the CETAs are specific to certain areas and trade. That is why you will find that others like Cheetah, they are specific to the chemicals and whatever. Their funding model will address mostly those areas. And also on this, it's addressing the whatever the funder is has identified, which is the portfolio of their operation. So it's the requirement from the funder that we have to follow. Thank you.
From the EU engineering students only. Yes. So this is only for the students who were doing engineering. From which year? Starting from which year? Maybe our alumni from which year?
Now I will say maybe Ms. Kuzal will assist me in that one.
So yes.
Basically, we're looking for any graduate from engineering, either from 99 to last year, as long as you're a graduate.
As long as you are a graduate. And does this mean now only undergrads, those who are graduating, who are graduating maybe with a diploma only, or you're looking for even the students who graduated gamma advanced diplomas, postgrad and all that?
We're looking at all fields. Mm. As long as you have graduated from,
and you have a debt.
And you have a debt, yes.
Mm.
You're welcome to come and just give us an application.
Okay, now this is amazing. This is good news for our students. And how then will you allocate mhlambe? How do I apply if maybe there is an application of some sort? And how can I? What process can I follow in terms of applications?
We have a poster that is available on our university website. You just had to download the form, fill all the documents. I mean, the document that are needed while you're doing the filling up of the form is just that your ID copy only. And then there's also an email address that you used to email those documents, of which is a form and their ID copy.
Yes.
The email address, it's engrad@mut.ac.za. Engrad, it's engrads@mut.ac.za.
Mm. And now, do you have a limit? Because I know some of the students were not funded even by the famous national funder, which is NSFAS. So some of the students were not funded. You'd find that other students have ama debts about 100 or 200 and something thousand rands. So is there a limit to kule basari funding noma? It could be. If you are owing, you can apply.
No, there's no limit. Mm. If you are owing, then you can apply. And also to add, the information is available on a MUT website, and our marketing and MACOMS have put some posters on social media platforms. But most of the students that have been assisted didn't come to MUT. They downloaded the form, they completed it, they emailed it using this email address, Enscrat. So we have worked virtually online to all those that have been assisted so far, which is a good thing nowadays.
Yes.
Be able to work online without having a paperwork, hard paperwork.
Mm. Now, I know that some of the challenges that we face as engineering graduates is that you'd complete your course, but now ungayifumani in-service training. What then happens to umuntu kanjalo who did not get in-service training, which means this person is not a graduate officially? Can they apply, or are they eligible to apply for this funding?
No, you must be a graduate. You must have graduated. All what is holding you is the debt that prevents you from accessing your certificates.
Yes.
That you must have graduated. Those who are looking for work integrated learning, will encourage them to consult our cooperative education department.
Yes.
To assist them in getting any form of in-service or work integrated learning. Thank you. Now,
Mr. Kuzayo, how has it been since you started there's this kind of funding? Did you receive any emails from the students or applications? How has the application process been going so far?
It's going smooth. It's going smooth. We do receive a lot of applications from our students, and we also encourage those who has not yet send us an email to quickly send us the applications, because our deadline for this for these applications now is at the date of April 2024.
Mm. And please just to remind us again of the application process. How do we apply? Where do we get the forms, if there are forms or anything of some sort?
The forms are available on all the MUT social media platforms. We can get the form, complete the form, and submit that form together with your ID copy, your certified ID copy, and email it to the email that we've just mentioned earlier on, which is an engrad@mut.ac.za.
Oh, wow, man. And until when? When take Varanini, like this whole application process?
The 3rd of April.
the 3rd of April. So Nizwele, only engineering students are eligible to apply. And just to ask the department, can we possibly maybe have mhlawumbe I'm a hope so good in the future we might see even like students of management science or natural science begeta these kind of opportunities of some sort.
I will say that is possible because nothing is impossible. We have our other units that were close here, Macomb's Institute of Advancement, Finance Department, Student Affairs. It's something that is possible in future. But for now, this is the start. Remember that it's maybe one of the first projects that has been done by the university itself. The other ones of historic that were done by outside, by other NISFAS and other or the government. This one is our MUT in-house initiative. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions? Like, we application, you only have to include the ID copy. You don't have to include liability, ubuka civil, ubuka electrical, when did you complete the course, all of that, akukho necessary.
Yeah, the application form guides you. That is where you put all this information that is required in the application form.
And the application form says itholakala kwi school website online.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. No, I think we are all happy. I think this is a great initiative and good news for our graduates way too, who were studying here at MUT. And now it's not even limited because from 2007 to 2022, but now anyone can apply. There was an additional. I don't know, we couldn't or somewhere else. So I know I just sit it like
that.
No. Okay, it's fine. So we say yagameseta the 30 million. We're still speaking about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, are you kwenye imali mhlambe ya edwa or anything?
No, because we haven't finished this one yet.
Okay.
So
no, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. You will know we are live on Facebook, we're MUT Radio. So if in case you missed this interview, please do follow us and do follow Anama guidelines. As well, when can you apply, where and how? But soon, on the 3rd of April. So access if you haven't applied, yes, please do apply. Thank you so much, Mr. Kubone and Mr. Kuzoya, for joining us on MUT Radio. And let's tell you in the very department in department.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
No, we really appreciate it, Nati. Yeah, man, let's go to
this is an MUT Radio podcast.